The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we have a muzzleloader contest going on right now for a CVA muzzleloader. I'm actually communicating with Camo Preacher, who won one of the muzzleloaders, I think, last year from CVA. And he is mounting a scope on it as we are in the middle of the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he got the scope.
He got scope, and he's sending us pictures. So
cool.
Yeah. So how about that? So how you doing there, Camo Preacher? You can certainly call if you want, but I see you're in the middle of it. So all right, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and that's how you get in the muzzleloader contest. You call that number, that's 410-922-6680, and you call that number, you go on the air with, or you leave your name and number with Chris, and then you go on the air with me and Robin. And if you want to just talk to Robin, you can talk to Robin. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. If you don't want to talk to either of us and just want to enter the muzzleloader contest, wait till somebody calls your name, say, hi, I just want to get in the contest, and hang up. So, right, Robin?
That's right. It's easy.
It's very easy. So, anyway. So, Chris.
Yes.
I know you're busy monitoring calls.
Yes.
So, I'll let you go. Just let me know who's on the line. Let us know who's on the line.
We've got okay. Arnold.
Arnold. Okay. Good morning, Arnold.
Hey, how are you guys?
Morning.
Good. How about you, buddy?
Hey, just another day in Abingdon.
Doing the
morning routine.
Got it. So, did you get out for early duck season?
Yeah. And I was going to say, I have a field report, I have a good news story, and I have something humorous. So, you want the field report first? We can start with that.
Yeah, well, let's hear the field report. That'd be good.
Well, we went out Saturday. Property that used to belong to some New York bigwig that
Uncle
Sam bought in the 1900s, and it's full of ducks.
That's good.
We came back with three shovelers and three gadwalls.
Nice.
Yeah, it was an interesting morning. It wasn't the greatest location, but we saw ducks.
Well, good.
The shovelers went into to be processed for dog treats for a lady that trains retrievers, and
right,
the gadwalls are going to a stock pot for somebody.
Ooh.
Or a restaurant down in Fells Point.
Well, you're using them. That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's good.
You need a lot of gadwalls for a family-style meal, and this
right,
chef had been asking for some stuff to make stock out of, so everything went to use.
Good to hear.
That's awesome.
Good to hear. Shovelers, huh? He shot some shovelers.
Well, I think northern shovelers, the local
yeah,
call them spoonies.
Yeah, spoonies, yeah.
Spoonies, people think you're into spoonbills and that's a different species.
Totally. But, yeah, northern shoveler is, I've got one. I've got one right there, Robin.
What?
I didn't kill the hen, but I got a beautiful drake.
That's pretty.
Late season, had them mounted. They're a pretty duck, you know.
I like that drake looks better than I like a wood duck, I think.
Really? Yeah. Well, to each his own.
I mean, both of them are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. Exactly right. And the memory of that hunt is preserved, and the memory of another hunt over there is preserved,
and another hunt over there is preserved.
Another hunt over there is preserved. You know, I mean, there's sea duck hunts. There's goose hunts that wound up with a ringneck duck. There's diver duck hunts represented here. There's a beautiful mallard from the flats. There's Carroll County wood duck up there. There's Chester River hen pintail and a hen greenwing. My first two ducks ever, wild ducks ever killed. There's a golden eye and a bluebill and a canvasback from one diver duck hunt. One of my first diver duck hunts on a horrible January day, but it was perfect for duck. So, yep, a lot of memories preserved in this room.
Well, awesome.
Yep.
So, yeah, you want to see a flyway? Come here.
Yeah, it's a flyway.
Yeah, that room could just take up and fly off on its own.
Exactly. But I haven't been duck hunting in probably 4 or 5 years. I miss it a lot. But
well, it sounds like on the next split you need to be down where you were deer hunting.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, you know, when you got corn feeders, there's not much you can do as far as duck hunting is concerned. But, you know.
Good point. I forgot about the aspect of deer hunting.
Exactly. Yep. So, oh, they're beautiful.
The good news story is.
Yes, sir, good news.
My CFO has cleared me hot to buy a new hunting shotgun, so.
Ooh.
I have some supplies in front of me.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
And I'm thinking the Wicked Wings with the Cerakoted barrel and the camouflaged furniture. I think that's
That would be a good one. That would be a good one. Yeah, no question.
I like 3.5-inch shells. You know, I use them in the SX3 I'm using now, and
gotcha.
That's getting kind of old. It's got a gazillion rounds to it, not just hunting, but skeet and teaching Boy Scouts. So
sure,
it's time for a new one.
Well, good for you.
And a humorous story.
Yes, sir.
Did you do the Clyde spot this morning live?
I did. Why? Did
Clyde
I say something?
This morning, was that live?
Yeah. Did I do something incorrect?
Listen to that.
What did I say?
Well, I could embarrass you, or I could embarrass me, but
no, embarrass me.
The fact that I was kind of tuned into the whole A5 thing is like, I think you might have referred to that as a muzzleloader instead of an autoloader.
Maybe I did. I'll have to listen to that. It's early in the morning, man. It's been an exhausting week.
And he's got muzzleloader on the mind.
I do have muzzleloader on the mind. Yeah, we're giving one away, so I know you're in that drawing, too. So.
Yeah.
Autoloader shotgun, yes, that's what it says. Okay. Well.
Let's go back and look. Like I said, I might have got it backwards, too. It
doesn't matter. You know, I rarely ever go back and listen to the podcast. I rarely do, you know. I got a call from. I had it with a guy this week who is no longer on the road as a manager for a major auto chain. But he called me one time. He said, "What are you doing, buddy boy?" I said, "Well, look, I'm just hanging out here. What are you doing?" He said, "I just came back from New York. I listened to 8 hours of the Outdoorsman radio show. I just wanted to hear your voice live." I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I think he is, because I wouldn't have done it even when we started dating.
So, you know, it's pretty funny. But, yeah, the podcast is out there every week for many, many, many years. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
One last thing that I'll let you run. Robin, several years ago, I wrote an article for Alan. I want to say it was in 2013 to 2014.
Okay. Yep.
There's another day in the duck blind.
Yep.
If you get a chance, take a look at that. I think she'd appreciate that story.
Okay.
I will.
I'll have to go back and look at that. So I will.
All right, please print it out for me.
All right, buddy.
I'm sure you're backed up here. Thanks for the moment. And
thanks, man.
Have a great week.
All right, Arnold.
You have
good
a
luck
super
out
day.
There. Take care.
Right, we'll see you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. We've got Greg and then Camo Preacher. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Not too bad. About yourself?
Good. What's up?
Just my son and I are headed to the tree stand, and 2 years ago we listened to you, and that was the first time he ever listened to you. And that morning he shot his first deer, a 10-point, and we were listening to you today, and you mentioned Steve Chapman.
Yep.
And I grew up in central Pennsylvania, and he wrote a story, or wrote a song, A Hunter and His Gun, and that's about my father and my two brothers. So I didn't know if you'd heard that one.
I did not hear that one, Greg, but
we'll look for it.
That is really cool. Really cool.
Greg, that is really neat, because he is a super guy.
So, Greg, did we ever measure the 10-point for your son?
No, he wasn't huge, but I told him my first deer was a spike, and I was 17, so I said he beat me. So.
Yeah. You got a picture of it?
Yeah. Yep. It's his home screen on his phone, so.
No, if you send me that picture, I'll take a look at it. You can send it to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. That's easy to remember. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com if you want to email it. I don't usually give my phone out over the air, but you can certainly find it on the Ellis Outdoors website.
Okay.
All right, but
please
I'd love
do.
To
we
see
have
that.
A, we have a youth category. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, we have a youth initiative for bucks, bears, stags. I don't know if you're familiar with that, bucks, bears, stags, but get familiar with it. Well, we just published Maryland's first record book, 30 years of records, stories, pictures, 3,000 records, 200 pictures, a lot of stories about the top deer and others. And our youth initiative goes like this. Through 2021-22 hunting season, no charge to measure a youth deer. And what we will do is if businesses are interested in stepping up to sponsor youths, for example, somebody wants to sponsor, the youth entry fee is $10. If somebody wants to sponsor 5 youths in their county, it's $50. If they want to sponsor 10, you know, it's like that. And that's all going to be put up on Bucks, Bears, Stags website and Facebook page here probably this coming week. So we'll, we won't charge anything to measure that boy's deer, and if it's 110 inches, he makes next record book, which will be in 2023 or 500 deer 2023, whichever comes first.
But we're really pushing youth, and that's the reason.
But the youth thing is what we're after.
Yeah.
So, okay?
Yeah, and I'll tell you just real quick, I know you're familiar with Clearfield and all that stuff up there. And
mm-hmm.
We just went from last weekend from State College to Pittsburgh, and just spent the whole day, and CWD, it's something when you see billboards all along the highway. This is a CWD.
Yeah, CWD. Yep.
Didn't hardly see a deer the whole time we were up there. So
wow, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah, so it's kind of scary, you know. So
I have a 92-year-old aunt that lives in, aunt or aunt, however you say it, in Warriors Mark. I don't know if you know where that is or not. It's outside of Tyrone.
Yep.
That's
one of the places we stopped to say hello to a coworker who lost his wife. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So there's a mill there in Warriors. There's a mill there in Warriors Mark, an old grist mill, where my great 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 grandfather was killed. He got caught in the millstone and bludgeoned to death, basically, as it was turning. And my nine-year-old great-aunt went down. She was the only one that knew how to turn the mill off. So,
well, it's a harsh reality, and I took him back and showed him the mountains and where I grew up, northern Huntington County. We had 175,000 acres of state forest and 75,000 acres of university ground that you could hunt wherever you wanted.
Yep.
And now down here, I live in Kent County.
Oh, boy. And, good luck. Huh?
And, yeah, and you can't hardly rent a postage stamp. So
I know it.
So.
All right, Greg. Well, look,
good luck.
Great talking to you. Great reminiscing. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Camo Preacher, Uncle Russ, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Morning.
Hey, as you saw, I put the scope on. I now have a complete set. When I won the rifle, I had already had one of those brown CDA rifle bags, and now I have the original scope that they were putting with it. I feel like I have a complete set.
You do. You absolutely do.
Cool.
What do you mean that you didn't realize it was IR? What do you mean?
The red dot.
Is it a red dot?
Yeah, it's got red or green dot.
Well, I didn't know that, or I'd have kept it.
You're awful.
Well,
he did not mean to say that.
Battery, so somebody was playing with it. But, no, it's very nice.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
Nice. And so I found out a friend of mine, and that was the first surprise that I had a friend. But there's a friend of mine back in Baltimore who actually owns property out here only 15 minutes from where I live.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's 115 acres. He basically owns a mountain.
Got it.
And he gave me full managerial rights to the property, so we're...
Nice. You're good to go.
There's like a farm adjacent to it, so I'm putting gates up and getting ready to put a shed out there. Really a hunting shack, one of those...
Nice.
12 by 16s. Just something to sleep in overnight.
Got it.
So I can put my son out.
Cool. And, hey, does that firearm have a does that muzzleloader have a hammer extender?
It does.
Good. Okay.
I thought it's a little palm extender. Yes.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you knew that.
You're good.
Cool.
No, it's really nice. It's a sleek looking machine, and it's designed for long range. So there's a part of the property that is 800 yards wide, and it's all flat field. There's a little stream to it, but most of it's a mountain. You're literally going uphill. So
nice.
I'm anxious to get out there. I've been out there to scout and do some things, but I'm actually I'm ready to go out and shoot something.
Got it. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. See you later.
Take it easy.
Yo.
Thanks for the Steve Chapman song.
There you go. You're right.
Anytime. Yeah, I love him.
We got permission to run that when we met Steve at your church up there in Dundalk. So it's all good.
He and I have had a chance to sing together. So
I remember that.
I really appreciate it.
Yep, we were there. All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's talk to Ed.
Good morning.
How are you?
Love the dirt.
Yep.
Okay, here's a scoop. Listen to you guys a lot. Do a great job. The Back River Restoration Committee is going to have a fundraiser at Tiki Lee's Bar in Dundalk on Sunday, 12 to 8. As if anybody's not familiar in the Baltimore area about the Back River Restoration Committee, we clean up the upper waters and really Back River with herring run and stemmers run and all the trash that comes flying through the city.
Okay.
So it's at Tiki Lee's Bar at 12 to 8, and that's in Dundalk. Just Google it. It's a little complicated getting there, but it's right on the river.
Okay.
And it the river is coming back.
Good. We're glad to hear that.
And if you go on the upper portion of the headwaters of Back River, Chesco Park and Stemmers Run and where I live off of in Essex, there is wildlife galore. We got turkeys. We got foxes. Unfortunately, we got a couple coyotes, so you can hear them howling, but it's coming back.
They're everywhere, coyotes. Yep. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You guys do good work. Thanks, man.
All right. Be good.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Bob. Morning, Bob.
I called to put my name in for the muzzleloader.
You're in.
You're in.
I'm in. And also to say hi to Robin.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. So, I'm now eligible so I can chase my wife around the room with it, right?
Deer out here with
yeah.
You got some deer out there you want to get? Is that what she said?
Yeah. We got some good. I'm up here in Baldwin.
I got you.
Yeah, so.
That'll work.
You guys have a great day.
You do the
you
same.
Also.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we got to do a commercial. A couple of them.
I got it.
A couple of them. We got to talk about our buddies at Hearth America. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. They do. You know that, right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire, F-Y-R-E, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces, you know, with the glass in front of them, and you just mount them on the wall. They're beautiful. Add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We have a fire table. Pretty cool.
Yep.
So, now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, or electric or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. They have them all, pellet, gas, electric, wood stoves. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardVillage.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Creative Concepts Taxidermy with 30 years experience. Realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. That's John George's business. He specializes in big game animals, especially from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, just off Route 1 and the 95-295 Interstate. The Creative Concept Taxidermy Studio, 3,800 square feet, has a 19-foot ceiling. The showroom is 1,500 square feet where you can view examples of his work, including a life-size muskox, two leopards on a tree that was created by Creative Concepts Taxidermy, life-size zebras, and Cape Buffalo. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit CreativeConceptsTaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. I'm going to talk about Hell's Canyon. Hell's Canyon is a part of Browning, and it is rifles that have been, and there's some gear too, but there's rifles that have been kind of repurposed into the Hell's Canyon name. Now, the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt comes in three different models, the Speed, the Long Range, and the Macmillan models. It's an updated modern version of the Expert, not a modern sporting firearm. It's a bolt action, but it's got the arid urban camouflage composite stock. The barrel has got a Cerakote finish. It's fluted, sporty barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action. Select calibers. There's the Long Range and the Macmillan models that come in things like 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, and that type of thing for long-range shooting. And then the Speed version is a little shorter and comes in other calibers as well. Check that out if you're looking for a lightweight rifle or a long-range rifle. Then there's the Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. This is the BAR, the Browning semi-automatic rifle that comes in Magnum, short Magnum calibers, standard calibers as well, burnt bronze Cerakote finish. The ATAX arid urban camo composite shim adjustable stock and inflex recoil pad, and Hell's Canyon Speed guns and gear are built to be durable and lightweight, the perfect tools for serious hunters who need gear as lean and tough as they are. Large selection of calibers, that's the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. These two high-powered rifles, one is a bolt action, the X-Bolt, the other, the BAR, is an autoloader. All at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. And Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Your Browning hunting headquarters. And we'll be right back after this.
Well, it does cool down for the back of our weekend, but a warm start out there with mid-70s for high temps here today. Cold front comes into Baltimore tonight and drops the numbers closer to average down to 48 degrees. Cloudy Sunday, chance for a shower, high 53. And then Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 70. Long range, looks like some wet weather coming in Tuesday through Thursday next week with highs in the 60s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I do not see David. Is that who we need to talk to, or do we already do that?
Wait a second. Where are you?
You've got Michael, then
yeah,
Bill.
Oh, then Bill. Then okay, I'm skipping way ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me. Michael, let's talk to Michael.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Who
sang
that song you just played?
Roger Miller.
I think.
Oh
Roger.
Yeah, the voice sounded familiar.
Yeah, Roger Miller.
Good song. Anyway, yeah, I called the gift register, but I also had a question. I'm going to go deer hunting this fall, and I don't really know anyone, you know, for private property, so I hunt public land.
Right.
And I usually go out to Western Maryland, and there's not a lot of deer out there, but I did get a 6-point a few years ago.
Okay.
Any advice? I like to go up to Green Ridge.
Okay.
Any advice that you give me?
Call the wildlife office.
Last year. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Call the wildlife office out there in Western Maryland. And asked to talk to somebody about deer hunting on public land, and they'll be more than glad to direct you to a few spots out there. And also the guide to hunting and trapping, the rule book that comes with your hunting license, that has a great section on public hunting all across Maryland. And I will tell you, there's some public land up in Cecil County, huge tracts of land that very few people hunt. And
I was just up there.
Yeah. Okay, where'd you go?
Well, I was actually working up there, but I did see the state forest signs, and I saw the map, and I was like, "Boy,
there's a lot of public hunting land in Cecil County, and it's very underhunted because they do limit some of those properties to, like, there's 700 acres up there that's limited to 10 hunters.
Right.
You know, so you can check those places out. It's not nearly as far a run out to Western Maryland, but you can certainly check out those areas that are much closer to home. And there's a lot of deer in Cecil County.
Yeah, I would say probably more than out west. I liked it out west just because of the mountains, but
that's
a challenge. Yeah, I hiked all day and I didn't see another hunter. I mean, there are hunters out there, but they generally stay close to their vehicles, and I'm older, but I'm in pretty good shape, so I can hike.
I gotcha. Well, good.
But, yeah, I was up in Cecil County, and I talked to the ranger at the office up there at Elk Neck State Park, and she said they allow hunters, but it's 8 per day, and it's first come, first serve.
Yeah. Well, what you got to do is call the Gwynbrook office or go to the Gwynbrook office in Reisterstown, Owings Mills, and check in with those people when they're in the office if you can. I'd call first. That's one place you register. But you use that guide to hunting and trapping and just look at the public land section and you will absolutely be amazed at how much public land there is in Maryland. I think I can't tell you how many acres. But I mean, that's what I would do. There's also public land, you know, here on the shore. There's little places that don't even get hunted. So.
Yeah, I guess you have to look at that. I just work so much, so it's kind of difficult.
You know? I hear you. Yep. Gotcha.
But, all right. Well, thank you for your time.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Let's talk to Bill.
Good morning. Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Robin.
Morning.
How you doing, Bill?
Good. Good morning. I just took a ride up to Hartford Crabbing.
Oh, Bill, 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 please. We don't like to name places on our show that aren't sponsors.
Oh, okay. Sorry
so
about
try,
that.
So try Clyde Sports Shop.
Okay. I didn't know that they sold them.
They sell everything for crabbing.
Okay, I have to give them a call and see if they got it made.
242-6108.
And also, I did call to enter the muzzle loading contest.
You are in.
You're in, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, you have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, Robin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to David.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good,
hey, David.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to enter the muzzleloader contest.
You're in, buddy.
All righty. Well, good to hear from y'all, and good luck to y'all in your hunting season, and y'all have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. You
too.
Same.
Thanks for waiting for us.
No, no problem. No problem. You guys have a good one.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I guess it's time to talk to Miss Fran.
Hey, Miss Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
You sound like you're doing good.
Doing great. Yeah.
Listen, I heard you mention Steve Chapman a couple of times, well, the callers this morning.
Yeah, yep.
And I have a couple of his books. I met him at that Eastern Assembly, too.
Yeah, I remember.
That
yeah.
Saturday. I was there.
I do remember.
Yep.
Yeah, and I went back the next day and met his wife. She was a great person, too. Robin, you would enjoy
it. Oh, I met her. I met her.
Oh, you met her before. Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Well, we met her at the event. Yep.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I met her the next day. They had something for the women on Sunday. That was nice. But, he has a thing in one of his books that struck me funny. And it said, if you want to know who your real friends are, leave them a message, you know, on the phone or tweet or text, whatever. I got the big one. And see who returns the call. That's how you'll know who your real friends are.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, you got a copy of the record book, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So
I
was in Anne Arundel County yesterday, and I stopped by to see a taxidermist friend of mine. And he wound up ordering some books to sell at his shop, which was fine. But I met him coming down his driveway. He was on a mission to go somewhere, and I gave him a copy of the book, and he looked at it, and he's looking at the bow hunting, the Pope and Young records for Anne Arundel County, okay? Back to 96 and 89, you know, all the, and he goes, oh, I know this guy. Here's a story about this guy. He goes, I'm out of that guy's deer. Oh, here's this guy. He said, let me tell you a story about that. I'm like, okay. He goes, I had a property down here somewhere, had two stands 120 yards apart, and he said, it was getting, you know, evening, and it was getting close to dark, and he said, this big deer came in, I shot it, and he said, I hit a little too far back, but he said, I knew I got a pretty good shot on it, it wasn't going to go far, and he said, it, you know, got dark, I got down, we met, and he said, he asked his buddy if he saw anything. He said, yeah, man, right at dark, he said, I had a big deer come in, step out on the trail, and I shot it. And he said, I put a good hit on it, but he said, I haven't gone down to look yet. So they got together, and he said, my buddy came in the stand in from the back the way I told him to get into the stand. He didn't come past me. So he said, we're walking together. He said, let's go back to my stand and look for mine first. They said, fine. So they went back, and they got on the trail, and there's plenty of, you know, plenty of sign all the way, all the way, all the way. And they got to the spot on the road where the other guy said he shot his, and the trail went the other way. And it started to dawn on him what happened. And here they both put a fatal shot on the deer, like 5 minutes apart, and the two arrow holes were about 4 inches apart on the deer. Now what do you do? Now what do you do? Guy shot it first, fatal wound, but it went to the second guy who, you know, shot it, made a little better shot, They found the deer. Well, they shared the deer. And he actually said, you know, why don't you take it? He said, you're my guest. He said, you put a better shot on the deer than I did. No, you shot it first. No, you killed it, you know. So they've got pictures of them together with this deer and all this stuff, and it made the record book. And, I mean, it was great just watching him for 20 minutes look through that book and say, I know this guy. I know where he hunts. Well, you know that guy killed that deer. You know where he killed that deer? About a quarter of a mile down the road right there on the left-hand side. And, I mean, he's going all over the record book. And it was great. It was absolutely great.
Oh, and before I go, I just want to give one shout-out to Chuck.
Please.
I hope you get that bear you seem to think you have to have.
And me?
So I won't
concerned. Chuck. Oh, yeah.
I won't be concerned about you, and you never have to try to prove this again. All right, have a good one.
What? Wait a minute.
Fran, I know exactly what you're talking about. I got it.
What are you talking about? What are you girls talking about?
You worry when you're out there with bear.
I'm talking about Chuck going on a bear hunt.
Yeah? Well, he's armed.
Yeah, I know he's armed, and I'm so glad to hear that his body is in such great shape now that he feels he can outrun a bear, he can shoot him, he can reload fast, and all that will concern me until I hear he's back, and either he got a bear or he didn't, okay?
Do you, you know he's probably taking a crossbow.
Whatever.
No,
he'll be
well armed. Hey, look, he's got me to back him up. I'm going to be there too.
Oh, okay.
Does that make you feel
better?
Good.
Better.
There'll be three of us. There'll be three of us out there.
Oh, I thought he was going in alone.
No, he's going to his standalone, but I'll be on one side and Bob will be on the other side, so we're good.
Oh, okay. I feel better. I'm
all
glad
right.
I mentioned it then.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Okay. No, don't worry so much. We're all well armed.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, dear.
Right,
have a
bye-bye.
Good one. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. That was fun. That was fun. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? We did, too. That hole in the brick wall back here, all it did was suck the heat out of the room. Well, guess what? We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and fixed that little problem. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro. I can hardly say that word. I want to say Elvira all the time since it's near Halloween, but it's Enviro. EX35, that's the model. Gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. It's great. It's got a remote control. You sit on the couch, and you can turn it on. You can turn it off. You can turn the blower on. You can turn the light off. It's wonderful. Or you can just have it come on, you know, set a temperature and have it come on at that temperature. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Elvira, and Regency brands. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, 30 years of experience. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, North America. He accurately and artistically recreates the animals from all over the world. Creative Concepts is located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, convenient to Route 100, just off Route 1 and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. Stop by and see examples of his work, life-size, beautiful animals. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups, and Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Call 410-799-1558. 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. For those of you who are in the shotgun shooting sports, sporting clays, trap and skeet, Clyde Sports Shop has the Satori model of over and under shotguns. There's a new one out called the Satori CXT. It's built just like the standard Satori, but it's a lot less. All Satori shotguns feature chrome-lined, chrome-plated chambers, triple-trigger systems, backboard technology, and Vector Plus choke tube systems, and they are beautiful to behold and beautiful to put to your shoulder. Check out the 725 Satori in 12 or 20 gauge. Check out the Satori CXT, and you will be glad you did, to upgrade your shooting sports firearm. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, phone 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop, firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Clyde's. That'll do it for us.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change.
That's right, Hank. Sing it, boy. Sing it loud. Sing it proud.
You know, I don't do politics. You know that. But this is the USA. All y'all got to get out and vote next week and remember what you're voting for.
Exactly. You know, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. I'm sorry.
I can hear you now.
Well, maybe nobody heard that. My one political statement for the year, if they didn't hear me, I give up.
Well, you know.
Just get out and vote.
Just get out and vote. That's the main thing. Do yourself a favor, though. If you can have access, go online to the campaign website for each man that's you know, running and compare the differences when it comes to, A, the Second Amendment. For me, that's top priority, okay?
Yeah, but there's a lot of other stuff to it, too.
Oh, there's a lot of other stuff. There's no question.
And when I watched that, I actually fell asleep during the debate, I admit it.
Got it.
But, like I said, I'm going to be quiet. But I get very frustrated.
I could tell you were frustrated the other night.
Oh, I was so mad.
Anyway, do we have a call? Yes, we have Mark on the line. Tell us a joke,
please,
Mark.
Please tell me a joke, Mark.
Okay, your corny joke for the day. A guy was given a parrot for his birthday, and the parrot was really nasty, would bite him, would cuss at him, would do all kinds of things really bad. So the guy, he would slap the parrot around, and the more he'd slap the parrot around, the worse the parrot got. So he finally, he said, you know what, I'll cool you down. So he throws the parrot into the freezer, and the parrot starts banging and kicking and cussing and everything else, and all of a sudden he goes real silent. And the guy thinks, oh, no, I killed him. Oh, man. So he opens the door, and he sees the parrot standing there shivering, and and he holds his hand out, and the parrot walks up on his hand, walks up his arm, gets on his shoulder, and he speaks in his ear, "Sir, I will never treat you like that again. I'm very sorry, and will never treat you like that again." And a little while later, he asks, "By the way, what did the turkey do?"
Yeah, funny.
I love it.
I love it.
Good morning, John.
I love it.
All right. Hey, by the way, John B. did a joke last week, and we gave somebody else credit for it. So, John B., sorry about that. Now, let's see here. Let's see here. Hold on a minute.
Jason sent you one you can use.
He did?
Yeah, the second one you can use.
Okay. Let's see. This is for Chuck. Two guys decide to go bear hunting. While driving to their hunting spot, they see a sign that says bear left, so they went home.
Yeah, this one.
Robin,
second one.
I will. Robin dislikes political jokes. Too often they get elected to office.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The second one. You can't do the first one.
Two men are hunting. One asks, "Did you ever hunt bear?" The other one answers, "No, but one time I went fishing in my shorts."
Have a good day, guys.
All right. Goodbye.
Morning.
Thanks,
jokes.
Mark.
It's your fault, Mark.
Bye-bye. Ah, gotta love it. Okay. Chris, keep me up to date. There, Phil texted and said, "We heard Robin loud and clear as far as your political statement and agree with you 100%. Please vote. No question. No question." So, I don't know what's going on. Everything is quiet. Everything is quiet.
Or it's 2 weeks, isn't it? Not next week. Week after.
Huh?
It's a week after. You can start early voting next week.
Monday. Yeah, we're going to try and vote next week. I'll be out of town for a day or two with Chuck. So, anyway.
I was thinking next week, because we are early voting.
Yeah, we're early voting now. You can early vote in Maryland, I believe, starting on Monday. So, Chris, you with us, buddy, or are you answering the call?
No, I was about to say, it's very, very quiet.
Very, very quiet.
They're cutting wabbit.
Hey, I was in the deer stand. Anyway, last time I hunted Queen Anne's County, I'm sitting in the stand, and I'm not kidding, two rabbits, not one. Two rabbits ran by the stand. I've never had that happen ever. So that was a new experience in my world. It really was. What are you laughing about?
Brian said waking up and listening to you all is scary.
Scary? Oh, well. Anyway.
Hearing your mom on the radio.
On the radio, yeah. So let me finish my story here real quick on the first day of muzzleloader season, okay?
Oh,
so I was in the stand, and I'd already seen eight hinds. The ninth one stepped up on the platform at the corn feeder, okay? And I said, well, this is going to get interesting because she's by herself. I will bet that she is probably ready to breed. No sooner said that when a stag jumped up from, directly away from me. All I could see was the back of his antlers. They were tall, but I couldn't see if they were branched. And that's the rule on the property. They've got to be branched antlers, okay? And he disappeared. He stepped up and is gone. I believe he went to the left, and she followed him. Anyway, she came back, and I think he was staying over there, you know, to the left smoking a cigarette or something. But later, she never went across the opening to follow the other eight. But guess what? He did. And he got by me too quick. I couldn't see his head again. So the landowner is over in a stand 275 yards from me. And there's two shooting lanes there. One's 150 yards. The other one's 220 yards. And about 10 minutes after I told him that I saw the stag, he texted me and he said, eight does or eight hinds just ran across Stag Alley at 220 yards, and a six-point was right behind him. We're muzzleloaders. He said, I'm not shooting that far. But he said, that was pretty funny. It looks like that stag pushed him from your stand past my stand. And we're talking 500 yards here in about 10 minutes. So those animals will move, no question. So I'm getting ready to quit. Put the gun take the cap off the gun. I'm getting ready to crawl down. I look in the shooting lane, and there's a hind going the other way. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. That's deer number 10. So, okay, 10 minutes passes. Nothing's happening. I'm done. Take the cap off the gun. Get ready to, you know, pack up my pack. Look out in the shooting lane, and there stands a stag. Not a big one. A tall spike, but not a shooter. But I saw 12 deer there in a short time, and in the evening, one on the same stand. So I'll tell you what, it got hot on Thursday. It was 81 degrees down in Dorchester County. So anybody that hunts that knows. And the mosquitoes were relentless, no question. So anyway, oh, yeah, you sent that. Yeah, that's a cool-looking squirrel. So there's Josh Rockwell. He said, did hunt in my shorts, a T-shirt on Thursday. First time ever hunting deer in shorts and T-shirt and orange hat and orange vest. Way too hot. Didn't even squirrel, nothing moving. That's right. John B. says, have a blessed day. Thank you. Back to you. Same thing back to you. And there's the squirrel spooky. So I think we're caught up. Emails. John said, response to call about hunting grounds. Green Ridge State Forest is 47,000 acres plus a block of unbroken public land in western Maryland. Great place to hunt. Have you been there? Yes. Whitetail bound, making sure your listeners have all their license and permits. What's the best place to hunt for sick a deer? Well, that would be Dorchester, Wicomico County. There's lots of public land, but I'll tell you, it sounded like a shooting gallery on Thursday morning. The sick a deer were really moving, and the guys on public land that border the private land I hunt on they surrounded the place. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I have a question. How do you get four shots with a muzzleloader? Four shots. One guy shot four times, another guy shot three times. And we could see the puffs of smoke, you know, watching the border of the property, we could see the puffs of smoke of the guys shooting a deer. It was amazing. But they ran them back and forth to each other like crazy. Anyway, yes, John, you can be entered in the muzzleloader contest. So there you go. Dorchester or Wicomico County, public land is good. Just go. If you're a bow hunter, go in the off season or late in the firearm season, late muzzleloader, and it won't be quite as many people there as it is the first day. So there you go. Guide to Hunting and Trapping has all the public lands that are available.